the following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody to the NPC Nationals Countdown in South Beach, episode number 134 here at MD Radio. I'm your host, Sugar Sean Ray, and we are going to be listening to four-time Mr. Olympia, three-time Arnold Classic champion, none other than Jay A Cut Above Cutler, who will be calling in from South Beach. He's already there setting up shop. He'll be attending that competition. Well, by the way, he earned his professional status. I want to say he was at the tender age of 24, maybe 25 years young, when that heavyweight division. He'll be coming up after the break. But first, like I said, we are on the countdown to the national championships, which begin this Friday and Saturday at the Jackie Gleason Theater, November the 18th and 19th out there at 1700 Washington Avenue out in Miami, Florida, where Steve Carroll, the promoter extraordinaire, will be joined by Pam Betts, putting it down for, I believe, what is the 29th year of the Nationals' existence. We remember back in 1982, a young Lee Haney came out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, now living out in Atlanta, Georgia, and go on to win eight consecutive Mr. Olympia titles from 1984, 2 short years after turning pro, all the way to 1991, where he retired and went into the Bodybuilding Pro Hall of Fame, and is now promoting his Lee Haney products, and will be probably in attendance at that South Beach Championships. The host hotel, Gavinsport, is already sold out. And, of course, if you want to get more information, be sure to visit www.nationalbodybuilding.com, or you can email Pam Betts, that's P-A-M-B-E-T-Z, at AOL.com, where you can get all the information. This is being brought to you by GNC, Live Well, and, of course, Muscle Tech. They are the official sponsors of the NPC National Championships, where we're going to see a little bit of everything, the men's bodybuilding, the women's bodybuilding, of course, the men's and the women's physique divisions, brand new, the women's figure, and, of course, the women's bikini. We are looking at a record-breaking 900-plus athletes. For the first time ever, that large in numbers is going to bring the house down. It's going to be a long weekend. Of course, we've got MC extraordinaire Lonnie Pieper will be at the mic. He got us out of the USA Championships in record time with upwards of 600 competitors, but we're looking at somewhere in the vicinity of 900 athletes. That's going to be incredible to get out of there in a reasonable time. General admission is $50 for the prejudging. Saturday morning, prejudging will be $40, and, of course, the finals will be upwards of $75, and VIP seats $125. All seats will be reserved. Check that out. Visit www.nationalbodybuilding.com. Now, let's get back to bodybuilding. Actually, I'm going to digress. I'm going to go off of bodybuilding. Did anybody else get feel a little bit ripped off when they paid that $55 to watch that Manny Pacquiao fight? I certainly did. I watched Manny Pacquiao do a boxing exhibition with a guy, Juan Marquez, who just pushed the fight but didn't try to take the fight away. And, of course, it went to a 12-round decision. That's why I switched to the UFC. And then I turned on the UFC, and we got Cain Velasquez, the heavyweight champion, getting knocked out in 30 seconds. Glad that was a free fight on Fox. I just felt cheated all around. But, of course, we had football to save the day. Over the weekend, we did have a few events taking place in the world of bodybuilding. We saw former Mr. Olympia eight times, Ronnie Coleman, take to the stage out there in New York, and he was up there with a young new pro, Steve Kuklo. He hasn't competed as a pro, but he got his pro card nonetheless this past year, and he's going to be making his pro debut, I believe, in New York. But he looked every bit a professional bodybuilder standing up there with, you know, eight-time retired athlete. Ronnie Coleman, who does plan on potentially taking the stage on December the 10th. So don't be fooled, man. Ronnie Coleman is still on the comeback trail. This is a guy that loves bodybuilding and has absolutely no intentions of sitting idly by and watching these guys go up there to compete in the upcoming Masters Pro Championships December the 10th going down out there in Miami, Florida. Ronnie Coleman is on the guest posing circuit still. Looks phenomenal. He's not the same guy, but of course he underwent some back surgery that he's still doing rehab for, and is getting ready to try to get up there and potentially get up and compete with these guys. But man, Ronnie Coleman was up there with Steve Kluklo and three-time New York Pro Champion, two-time 202-pound winner Kevin English was on the stage guest posing, and man, he looks big. So that was going down at the Eastern Championships. But we did have some pro bodybuilding that we wanted to bring to you, and our very own Adina Zanoli chalked up these statistics over the weekend. We had Ricky Tricky Jackson walk off with a pro championship at the 212 out in Iowa. It was followed by Angel Vargas and Peter Vanis for third place. And on the women's bikini side, we saw Vanessa Campbell, who does a lot of things for RX Fitness RX for Women. She walked off with her first pro win, and congratulations to Candace Graham and Nicole Guerrero by way of Chicago. That rounded out our top three over there. In the Easterns, we saw, of course, I mentioned our guest posers were out there. It was Steve Kluklo, Juan Morell, our North America champion this past summer on Labor Day, wound up winning out there in Cleveland, Ohio. Juan Morell potentially making his pro debut at the New York Pro. And, of course, Ronnie and Steve Kluklo. I'm looking at Sean Andros' name, calling him Steve. Of course, Team MD was there to cover that, and you can see some nice posing videos that Butch Peterson has posted up on the website. Some good stuff, man. I mean, it's interesting to see these young guys. It said, there's a post up there that said, we're looking at the old and the new in by the way of looking at Steve Kluklo and Ronnie Coleman. Kevin English looks every bit ready to jump into some 212 competitions, kick some butt, and take some names. So that'll be interesting to see when he makes his next competition. Kevin English, I'm wondering whether or not he's going to jump into an open contest beforehand, because he certainly looks very capable of jumping into an open contest and holding his own. We are going to be headed to South Beach this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and the entire team is going down. Of course, head honcho Steve Bleckman will go out there. Sean Andros will be on his first assignment out there with us. Dina and Butch. Butch is not going to be there. He's going to be our eye in the sky out in Colorado. Mike Salazar, Shoshana, Jeff Benz, and Danielle will all be doing it. We're also going to have our team out there of contest coverage people. We've got the Guru, Hanny Rombod, and George Farah. And of course, we're going to have Jose Raymond's going to be there to lend his 2 cents. And let's not forget, it was only a short year ago that we saw Robert Bernica win this overall championship. Now, Robert Bernica was no stranger to the national scene. He'd done the USAs before. He'd done the national championships before. This guy was in the Mr. Olympia this past September. So in under a year, Robert Bernica went from winning the nationals last year, I believe we had it in October, they pushed it back into November this year, into competing and qualifying for the Mr. Olympia championships, I believe it were in New York where he qualified, to standing on the stage in Las Vegas that he calls home, and competing in the Mr. Olympia. Served notice, it was a big year, and we're going to have Vince Taylor, who's a resident out in Las Vegas, a five-time Masters champion, and the 1988 overall NPC winner, the year after I won it. He'll be out there hopefully contributing a little bit of commentary about the importance of winning that competition. This year's lineup is not all that deep in talent. There's a few guys that are going to be in there, ones to watch. Of course, Keith Williams is a guy we've got to keep our eye on. He's been second in every national show there is, from the USA to North America to the national championships. He's still looking for that card. He was actually in the USA's last summer in the show that we saw Steve Kluklo, he had graduated from. Now we saw Juan Morell graduate out of the North Americas, and Keith Williams out of Minnesota is still trying to get there, knocking on the door, promises to bring the goods along with Oscar Arden to Miami, Florida. So he's one to watch, but we cannot forget about big Dusty Hanshaw coming out of Arizona. Dusty Hanshaw was fifth place at the USA's a year ago, and that was one spot ahead of a young Steve Kluklo. And Steve Kluklo's got his pro card now, so it's not out of reach for Dusty Hanshaw to make the improvements necessary to serve notice on Keith Williams, who's obviously bodybuilding and training hard out of revenge because no one likes to get that close and lose. But Dusty Hanshaw's had plenty of time to dust off his things and get his head screwed on straight and bring the goods. So he's definitely going to be one for us to watch, along with these two cats in the super heavyweights. Rafael Yarmero, he's out of Florida. This guy, I believe, is from Venezuela originally, but he's like a Kevin Livroni light. He's a guy that certainly, if he packs on enough muscles in his delts, fills out his calves, brings up his thighs a little bit more to get more sweep, he's a guy that's very reminiscent of a young Kevin Livroni. Todd Jewell, another guy. He's been in the Nationals. He's been in the USA's. He's been in the North Americas. Just hasn't nailed his conditioning. Here's a cat that if he dials it in right and peels himself properly and gets that thin onion skin, especially from the rear, he can be dangerous because the lines are all there. And a young Brian Yerski, he's kind of a veteran, I should say. He's been there, done that, but now he's just got to get the title to prove it. Definitely got to bring up the pecs. I know that's a weak point for him. He's been working long and hard on it, but he'll be there in that super heavyweight, I'm sure, to give them fits in the top five. Also, Ann Nguyen out of Venice Beach. Ann Nguyen, this guy, he's been trained by Big Paul out there, is definitely one of those guys that served notice at the USA's. If he thins out his skin again and comes in shape, he'll be doing some good battle with Sean Barber, Joel Thomas, and Kevin Sperling. Tough division, that heavyweight class. It's going to get a little bit lighter, and I think it's going to be a little less quality, but nevertheless, the light heavyweight division is a very strong class. We saw Brandon Ray last year walk off with that title and his pro card. Darren Glenn, who just slightly missed his peak at the USA's, he's been sending photos in, showing the progress from week to week. Again, he's working with Don Long, a 1995 champion. He could potentially walk off and get his pro card here, but he's got to have to go through Marco Rivera. We saw Victor Del Campo fall down on stage. His knee popped out of socket, and slowly the crowd kind of gasped collectively to wonder what the heck was going on. His knee popped out of socket. He shook it off, went on to narrowly miss out on a pro card in the welterweight division. They handed out three championship pro cards there in USA's. He was the number four guy. So he's going back here on a very, he's on the small end of things in the welterweight division, but he could be a guy to watch and potentially, with this lineup, walk off, win his class and walk off with a pro card. Victor Del Campo still doing the business at the national championships. And again, it's going to be a very long weekend. We've got the women's figure. We've got the women's bikini. The first ever men's and women's physique. That's going to be something interesting to watch because there's been a lot of shows that have been bringing people that were sitting in the audience just watching, not big enough, hard enough, cut enough to compete with the bodybuilders. Suddenly, they have found a home for themselves, and the numbers of competitors at this contest has proven that this is a division, like it or not, is going to be here to stay. And in 2012, it will be certifiably professional. That means they're going to be competing for prize money. And John Lindsay's show will kick things off out here in Southern California with the first ever pro men's and women's physique competition of the year. Stay tuned to the IFBB Pro Calendar to find out when and where those pro shows take place in 2012. We're coming back on the other side of the break with one of the world's greatest bodybuilders competing today by way of Las Vegas, calling in from Miami, Florida. We'll bring on the young Jay Cutler, who has a lot to talk about and got his career started right here at the NPC National Championships. We'll be back with him after this. A state that's untouchable like
Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a... This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Business as usual, man. Who are you? That's Dorian. It's Dorian.
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the creators of Bull Knots, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. Do you want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on the countdown to the NPC National Championships out in South Beach, Miami, Florida, where Steve Carroll and Pam Betts are about to bring us some serious bodybuilding, fitness, and figure and bikini action this Friday and Saturday out there at the Jackie Gleason Theater. But first, We've got one of our expert liaisons calling in from the East Coast, Jason Isaac Cutler. That would be Mr. Cutler, four-time Mr. Olympia, three-time Arnold Classic champion, future Hall of Fame bodybuilder. Jason, welcome back to MD Radio.
What's up, Sean?
Big J, man, you're a world traveler. Tell me really quick, lay the foundation. So we had the Mr. Olympia like in the middle of September. Just off the top of your head, do you remember all the places you've been just in that short time span?
Yeah, I wish I did. I actually have a great memory of a lot of places, but I've been bouncing around all over the place. You know, I was overseas a couple times and a lot of places in between, but I had a very, very busy post-Olympia travel schedule, my busiest ever, actually, but most successful.
Yeah,
and now I'm finally stopping off here at the Nationals, which is one of my final stops before I shut it down for the holiday.
And just off the top of my head, you flew from Vegas to India, then you made a trip over to Switzerland, had a pit stop out there in Utah. I believe you went back east to New England. Dude, now you're back on the East Coast again in Florida. And so what happens after this coming weekend in terms of, are you shutting it down for the holidays?
No, not necessarily. Just for Thanksgiving I will, because obviously we're ending, you know, the weekend before Thanksgiving. But I actually have one more trip to Houston. I have a supplement store signing on December 10th for Extreme Nutrition opening up out there. So that will be my final stop before the Christmas holidays and probably New Year's. I don't think I'll be going anywhere else. And then, of course, you know, we're off to the new year, 2012.
Right. Well, the reason I bring it up is because a lot of people think they feel like they have a pity party for themselves. They got to go on these 12-week diets and sacrifice birthdays and holidays and stuff and compete. And then they go out and they get their trophies and go back to their schools or their everyday jobs. Being Mr. Olympia comes with a lot of responsibility because not only are you managing the time zone changes and training in strange places and basically living out of a suitcase, but you've got a pretty hectic schedule, you know, filling store appearances, supplement stuff, and your contractual obligations to the companies you work with. It's a far cry, Jay, from 1993 when you won the teenage men's middleweight Iron Bodies Invitational. Can you recall that right before you won the teen nationals back then?
Yeah, actually, you know, I do reminisce. I did a lot of reminiscing on these trips. I had a lot of time to do that, you know, between plane flights and, you know, I look back to where I came from and where I am today, and, you know, it's an amazing journey. I mean, you just, these are things that you dream of, and people always ask me if I ever regret anything I ever did along the way, and I absolutely don't. I had a great, great career so far. You know, I hate to say, you know, career, because then it sounds like it's over, but, you know, all these things I've done since that day, you know, I was a Nationals winner in 96, you know, that's where I'm my professional status. I didn't win the overall there, but that was my third competition, Sean. That was, you know, I was very inexperienced on the competition stage. And, you know, truly, I think when I look back at my career, I can honestly say I loved the training aspect and I loved a healthy lifestyle. Did I love competing? Not necessarily. I never really thought about, well, I just can't wait to get on stage. And I mean, I like to show my physique, but training for competition was never one of my favorite things to do. Mm-hmm. It was always the time spent in the gym and in the lifestyle that I liked the most. And this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. I'm traveling around the world and showing what the lifestyle is and trying to, you know, teach people and educate people what bodybuilding base is all about.
Yeah, well, I think it begins and ends with that national championship victory, because at that point, you hadn't been seen on a wide scale. You'd won the teenage middleweight national championships when you were up there with Branch Warren. You came out to California when I saw you for the first time, I believe in 1995, when you won the U.S. Tournament of Champions. And then, of course, after that, you fast-tracked it and won your class at the Nationals in 96. And my point was, having you on the show is significant for several reasons. We know what happened to Lee Haney in 1982 after he won his pro card. We saw the success of Bob Parris in 83, and the reason I remember those guys, that's who I came up behind, and everyone wanted to be the next Bob Parris. No one knew what was in store for Lee Haney. He definitely changed the landscape of bodybuilding. But when you won your class in 96, did you ever think that on some measure at the time that you won it, that you would be legendary like those guys that came before you?
I never thought that, Sean, because like I said, I was very inexperienced. I followed bodybuilding, but I never really was probably as educated because it had been such a short time for me. I knew that the national title meant a great thing, and all I thought about was, well, I could be a professional bodybuilder, and, you know, maybe that would put me at another level, and I could start winning prize money and start getting noticed more in the magazines. And I really never thought beyond that point. And I think that was great success in my career because I never really had unrealistic goals. I always took it a step at a time, and I just wanted to earn that professional status just so I could say, okay, I can get on some sort of professional stage. I never really knew what that was at the time. You know, I ended up going to the Night of Champions first after a year of layoff. I didn't compete until 1998, so I took all of 97 off. But, you know, and I never thought about the Mr. Olympia. I mean, if you listen to my video, my first video, which was Cut Above, which I finished filming when I moved to Orange County, where I actually met you for the first time, really face-to-face, I said, I don't ever plan to be Mr. Olympia. And then within a year, I was almost winning the competition. So it's pretty crazy how it all kind of came together.
Yeah, you were on the fast track, and in reflection, I'm sure in these travels, you do have the opportunity to reflect. The great thing is you documented a lot of your career. Like you said, The Cut Above, and then you had New and Improved in 2004, Ripped to Shreds in 2005, and One Step Closer in 2006, From J to Z, which I aptly gave you the name. I still take credit for that.
Yeah, Mitsura, you still take credit.
Yeah, Mitsura asked me, he said, what can we name Jay's next video? I said, From J to Z, then everything in between, he'll cover it. So yeah, that was a great video, 2007. Then you had My House and All Access and Undisputed and The Ultimate Beef and The King in 2011. We didn't have that type of media outlet back when I was coming up, but you've certainly taken advantage of it, and you've chronicled all of your exploits in terms of how you're living and what bodybuilding can do for you. I've been one of those bodybuilders that have said the only paycheck I've ever derived from in my life has been related to my body and my body of work. Is the same ring true for you? Is this the beginning and the end for you in terms of making a living at bodybuilding so that when you're done, you still see yourself in this business contributing in some way?
In some aspect, I have a lot of different things that, you know, I'm looking at and I've done along the way. You know, I've made other money, I've invested money, and I've been able to make money. Is my main income from the bodybuilding arena? Absolutely. I mean, it's still my name that's given me the opportunities brought forward that I mentioned because of the person I've built through bodybuilding and the connections. I mean, I'm very well known now living in Las Vegas. I'm still very popular where I came from in Massachusetts. And now, being a worldwide audience, I mean, it's crazy the relationships you build and the future endeavors that I'm looking at possibility becoming because of the fitness. I like to say fitness industry, not necessarily bodybuilding, because I mean, I endorse a lot of fitness-type products. A lot of people that use the certain products that I endorse will never get on a bodybuilding stage, and I have a wide variety of fans all around the world. Well, so I'm able to, you know, promote on both sides, and that's why I like to speak of, you know, general fitness and wellness and health and just things that make people feel better, look better, and, of course, perform better.
I was going to say, and you've done it in spades, but we're going to take a commercial break, find out a little bit more about the business side of bodybuilding that's made Jay Cutler one of the most recognizable bodybuilders on the planet. You're on with Jay Cutler, four-time Mr. Olympia, right after this commercial break. We'll be back with more NPC Countdown with The Champ.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to ND Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful, and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Levrioni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at levrioniformula.com.
This is IFB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on the countdown to the NPC National Bodybuilding Championships. Tickets still available. Visit www.livenation.com or you can call and charge by phone 1-800-745-3000 or just visit the website www.nationalbodybuilding.com. We are on with former national champion Jay Cutler, who is definitely headed and destined for the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame. Just to laminate a little bit over some of your victories there, Jay, we know that you won championships in San Francisco, the Pro Ironman, three Arnold Classic championships, the Night of Champions, Australian, Romanian, Dutch. I mean, is there a contest out there that you didn't win? or do I digress? We can take that back. There are a couple that you didn't win, but you never placed out of that top two in such a long time. I can't ever remember. When is the last time in your recollection off the top of your head that you were not the first or second bodybuilder?
It would be the 2000 Olympia.
2000 Mr. Olympia, I believe you were in 14th place or 9th place.
No, I was in 8th. I did two Olympias prior. I did the 99, I was 14th, and in 2000 I was 8th, and then and then 01 I was 2nd. But I went on the European tour after 2000 Olympia, and I finished 2nd to Ronnie Coleman at two shows there, and that's when I started pretty much my progression forward.
That's where you kind of started serving notice. I mean, that's over a decade, and you're still going strong. Of course, we know that you're back in that familiar spot of number two. You're the only guy that stands alone with six first runner-up spots at the Mr. Olympia to go along with those four send-out trophies. And I know you've been asked a million times. I know it's hard to see past 2011, but are we looking at all beyond 2011 in terms of what's in store for Jay Cutler as a bodybuilder?
You know what, that's a good question because I'm in Miami early, because number one, it's to relax a little bit and I have some business matters I'm taking care of, but tomorrow is my MRI for my bicep. Mm-hmm. So I'm finally getting my MRI done and I'm going to determine how bad the tear is.
Right.
And I'm looking at surgery sometime in the near future because it's kind of thing you don't want to let go more than 90 days. And everyone's been asking the question, well, Jay, why did you wait so long to fix it if that's the case? And the reason being is I had to compete. I didn't back out of the Mr. Olympia. I didn't back out of the Shiru. And I had so many guest appearances that I needed to pose and be in a condition where I could get on stage that I had to put it off. I had commitments. And that's the reason that I haven't had the surgery or even had it looked at professionally through an MRI. I've had two or three doctors look at it, and I've got opinions on it. But it is torn. It's partially torn, and I will have the MRI tomorrow. So I'm going to see where I'm at with that and how bad it is and what the timetable is to fix that and repair. And then, I move forward. Obviously, I'm going to have to recover from that. I've been training all along. My body weight's only about 265. I'm in super lean condition, so everyone that will see me at the Masters this weekend, I'm in great shape still, and I'm feeling good. So, that's what's on the timetable for now.
Right. Well, returning back to the national championship, it's going to feel pretty nostalgic, I imagine, because as you watch these guys taking that stage where you once were, a lot of unfamiliar names. I mean, you've dove headfirst into professional bodybuilding for the last 11 years, and some guys like a Phil Heath you saw coming up in the wings and kind of help nurture along the way to go on to greater success. But in today's national championships, I was having this conversation the other day with my good friend Kevin Lavroni, the depth of field at the Nationals, are we looking at a saturation where that genetic gene pool where these 20-ish type bodybuilders were definitely looking at these prolonged great careers ahead of them, and now we've got these bodybuilders coming in that, a little bit older, they're in their 30s, and you don't hear, they're not real household names with the exception of maybe one or two guys. I mean, what is your take on the Nationals in terms of what it's become now that you've been a pro for so long? I guess what I'm trying to ask you, does it resonate that it's still a very prestigious show, or with all of these other side acts, has it watered it down a little bit, made it a little less prestigious in terms of hearing that national champion contest?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily, there's not really a downside to it. I just feel like there's not as many top guys that are back fighting. We used to have in battle. I mean, I remember when I was competing, I'm not even going to go back to, when you were at it, but you remember when guys were coming up. I mean, there were four or five guys that were highly publicized in the magazines. We had a lot of media exposure through, different bodybuilding publications. Guys did a lot more photo shoots. Now you look through a lot of the magazines and you see a lot of pros in there, guys that just had turned pro. There's not as much stuff on the amateurs, and I don't know if it's because they're not seeking to get the publicity. It seems like the magazines have become something that people, they figure they should get paid for it, so they figure, okay, well, if I'm not going to get paid, I'm not going to shoot. But this exposure was great for the athletes. I trustees, they were still getting that exposure and the fan base and the cheers from the audience that, you know, you don't get as much. I mean, you got someone like a Steve Kukulo who just turned pro at the USA's in 2011. He competed at the Nationals last year. He was, was he fourth last year? I mean, he leapfrogged a bunch of guys. And, you know, you have guys that are coming back, you know, like a Keith Williams that has been second. But you don't have as many guys. I mean, the newest guys seem to be publicized mostly on MuscleDevelopment.com. I mean, there's videos on there, been on there the last 2 weeks of a lot of amateur guys coming through. But really, there's no one else serving any publicity for these athletes leading into this competition. So what's different about nowadays is it just seemed like the magazine exposure was a lot more in the past, and now we have the video coverage. And I just don't feel like the athletes, again, trying to get as much publicity as possible. But I think you're going to see a lot of great bodies up there, and you're going to see a very competitive show. And after this competition, you'll know of a few guys that, wow, where'd they come from? I mean, there might be some guys that are publicized now this week, but you're going to see a lot of faces that you didn't see and say, well, where'd this guy come from?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, there could be anybody can pop up. I remember back in the day, these guys had more access publicity-wise in the magazines for the ones to watch out for. When you won the Mr. California or the Mr. Florida, the whole world knew who you were, and now these guys aren't getting that same kind of publicity. As some of the guys want to be paid just to be photographed, which is a whole other story in and of itself. But with all the things going on, we are looking at almost 900 competitors, Jay. I mean, did you ever think there would come a time where potentially 1,000 athletes would be competing for national title?
That's amazing. I mean, when I competed and won my card in 96, I think we were talking a 220 or 30 competitor contest, and that was huge then. And to see that it's grown to that is absolutely amazing.
Well, with that being said, I mean, it speaks for where we're at as a sport. We are evolving physically. Like you said, the word fitness is being incorporated more into it, which is how we're getting these men's physiques and these women's physique competitors, which is testament that people are still working out. Maybe not everybody wants to be a bodybuilder, but on some level they want to be a pro. And so long as there's people that want to be pros, these platforms are going to provide that for them. And hats off to the NPC for doing that and giving them this opportunity, along with Jim Mannion. It's his brainchild. But going forward, Jay, you'll be there in Miami. How are you going to wrap up the new year and the Christmas and all that good stuff? Because I know it's going to be hard catching up with you during your downtime once you get some rest. But real quick, this is kind of like one of those sign-off type things until we do our wrap-up at the Nationals. What are you hoping for the balance of 2011? World peace?
I just want to wind down, and I had a great, successful year. And people think because I lost the Mr. Olympia, it was devastating for me and my career, but it really wasn't. I mean, I'm getting so many calls for next year for appearance schedule, and I mean, that's my thing is, you know, I booked, you know, 2011, I booked that in 2010, and now it's looking like I'm booked in 2012 and 2011. So I'm still very highly in demand. You know, I'll be 39 next year by the time I get to Mr. Olympia. You know, August every year is my birthday. So
August 3rd,
That's the decision, you know, I have to make whether I'm going to be competitive or not anymore. I mean, I have this big obstacle with this bicep, and people think, well, you know, did that really make a difference at the Olympian? Anytime you have an injury, it obviously does. I mean, I wasn't 100%. And people, I was asked that, you know, are you 100%? They asked me, you know, after the Mr. Olympia, when I went to the Shrew, and I said, absolutely not. I mean, how can I be with an injury? So, you know, my training suffered a little bit. My mentality suffered a little bit. And obviously my condition suffered some. I mean, I was swollen in that area. If you look, you know, closely, you know, there's a lot of swelling. And now it's way more apparent that it's a tear because the swelling has dissipated now over the couple months. And, you know, it's something that I do need to take attention to be able to get back on a bodybuilding stage. But in turn, I'm just going to relax, you know, spend some downtime and really just kind of regroup and enjoy the holidays. You know, I'd like to get back to see my family at some point. I don't really plan on spending the holidays in Massachusetts. I was already there for Halloween, and we got a major snowstorm. So
yeah, well, dude, you're in the right place to rest up out there in South Beach, man. I'm going to catch up with you on the wrap-up, on the video wrap-up for the Nationals. Welcome back to the NPC Nationals. That's your four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler. We'll see him in Miami, Florida, this Friday and Saturday. I'll be right back to wrap things up here at episode 134. Thanks for the king of bodybuilding, Jay Cutler, calling in. I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Who are you guys? Business as usual, man!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at HumorPro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Ho. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we just got done listening to one of the greatest bodybuilders of all time. No doubt we'll go down in history, Jay Cutler. He'll be right there along with DeFranco, Colombo, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lee Haney, Dorian Yates, and the like. He certainly earned his stripes in today's economy, competing in such a deep field of bodybuilders. I mean, Jay's one of the last throwbacks to the late 90s, where he came out up against the likes of Flex Wheeler and Kevin Livroni and Vince Taylor, myself and Nasser. I mean, Chris Cormier, he beat us all and then continued to take on the challenges of Victor Martinez and Kai Greene and Branch Warren and Phil Heath. I mean, this guy's been doing it strong for the past 10, 11 or so years as either the one or the number two bodybuilder, and graciously representing this sport, not only in victory, but also in defeat. And that speaks true to his character. I mean, Jay is a bodybuilder's bodybuilder, but more importantly, he's all class, man. That guy has my respect, and he earned it, because I didn't have an appreciation for what he was bringing to the stage back when he was coming up, just because we were so different physically. He's 5'9", almost 300 pounds, competing roughly around 275 pounds, 260, a little bit blocky, not very pretty in terms of aesthetics, and of course I like the lines of a Bob Paris and a Flex Wheeler and Vince Taylor, so it was very alien to me. But now being retired for 10 years and watching this boy grow into a man and continually take on the challenges and face adversity and injury and yet still get up and honor his contracts and do the business of bodybuilding, signing every autograph, taking every photograph, he's definitely laid the foundation for young Phil Heath to learn how to be Mr. Olympia and act like Mr. Olympia in the face of defeat. So I give my props to Jay Cutler. I mean, he certainly earned it, and not a better representative out there, and Phil Heath is definitely headed in the same direction. But with that being said, we are headed strong into the World Masters Championships following the Nationals, only 3 short weeks afterwards, which will be held at the same theater, the Jackie Gleason Theater, out there in South Beach, Florida. The host hotel will be the Eden Rock, and contest promoter Yarka Lori will be having a town hall meeting of sorts at the National Championships, working tightly in there with Steve Carroll and several other people coming in to make this production a larger-than-life event. And for those of you that have not been following along, we also have some legendary bodybuilders supporting this competition, not on stage, but they'll be there. Lee Haney, of course, we'll see Ronnie Coleman still inching his way closer to the stage. Frank Zane, 3-time Mr. Olympia, first ever Mr. Olympia. Larry Scott won it twice in 65 and 66. He'll be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award from Lou Ferrigno on that stage. 5-time Masters Olympia winner Vince Taylor will be in the house, along with, of course, 6-time Mr. Olympia Dorian Yates. He's giving a seminar. There's going to be a cocktail party there, which is huge in terms of rubbing elbows with these legendary-type bodybuilders. As well, the media will be there. So this is going to be one of those spectacular events following the heels of the national championship. So Florida's getting a lot of love and a lot of play this year. And, of course, on the pro side of things, I believe we have had our last pro show of the year on the IFBB calendar. Sans the Masters Pro World, we'll be coming back at the top of the year with the California Fit Expo put on by the guys over at Ironman Magazine sometime in the middle of January. Flex Pro will come back again in February, and then we'll be headed into the 24th annual Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic in Columbus, Ohio, the first week of March, where I'm proud to say I've been asked to MC the amateur Arnold Classic. So I'm looking forward to that. There's going to be upwards of 500 or so competitors, so I'll have my work cut out. But, of course, Bob and Jim Lorimer and Arnold feel I'm capable of doing the job, butchering some of those foreign names, but I'll do the best. These big lips, you know, just going to have to acclimate towards the Russian and the Eastern Bloc countries. I've got to have to pronounce these names of these guys, but I'm looking forward to it. But we are going to head right into South Beach this weekend. We'll bring you some contest previews. Look for my preview that was filmed today, going up online probably tomorrow at www.musculardevelopment.com. And again, you can follow along with all the pre-contest interviews and all of the the contest coverage, including the women, on FitnessRx for Women. Shoshana's going to be out there again helping out for the Team MD crew. So make sure you follow us along at www.muscularvelopment.com. And again, I guess we've got to look forward to the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather showdown. They're saying it's going to happen on May the 5th, a $100 million fight. I mean, if Floyd Mayweather can't get up for that, he can't get up for nothing. But right now, like always, I am ready for some football. We got the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings, and you know I'm going with the Cheeseheads on this one. So with that, let me thank Jay Cutler for calling into MD Radio. We're going to come back next Monday, episode 135, with our contest class champions, and hopefully we'll have our overall new professional bodybuilder and the winner of the NPC National Championships, and hopefully we can get some more expert advice from some of the guys that are there on the scene covering the contest right here at Muscular Development Radio. With that, we come to a close. I'm your host, Sean Ray. Enjoy the game. Peace.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.